This is the Empty Stands Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Empty Stand Podcast. I'm Reward, your host, and I'm joined as usual by my co-host, Mr. Kem. How's it going, man?
Good, I'm good.
You did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought my scores were low. I mean, seeing as the worst double game in history. But
it was going to be the worst. It was going to be the worst. Then the second half between Luton and Bournemouth happened, and I think that saved everyone, because it could have been. It was on for being terrible. Like,
yeah.
The Solanke, the missed penalty, the clean sheet wipeout, both games, even the Bournemouth one, the second game against Luton, like first half, they were down 3-0. I'm like, what's happening? Even Luton themselves, how can you be 3 goals up and still concede 4 goals in the second half?
That's Division 1 behavior, or Championship behavior, actually.
A lot of people bought Kekes, the Bournemouth left back. Right, the guy got subbed in the first game in the first half, and didn't even show in the second game.
Like there are some moves I saw. There was Zabrani, I think, but he returned though.
Yeah, because he scored. He returned. Yeah, right, but he could have.
Yeah, but it was one of those moves where I was like, yo, like this is like seriously a hurt thing. But I think it's played out. But I was really tempted to bring in Tavernier in my team for Bournemouth.
The thing is,
the inner child.
Yeah, they're just shit players. Like, I don't see why we should be, regardless of the double game. You have shit teams and shit players, then they're really just not. Well, anyway, this is hindsight. This, like they say, hindsight is 2020.
Yeah,
this is hindsight.
No, in this case, I followed my inner child. My inner child was super wise. They didn't do any of the head movements for bringing in doubles, making sure I had the double game. It was just, I think I had just 2 players. Yeah, just 2 players that had a double game of that team. So.
Lucky you. I took out Haaland for Morris. I mean, Haaland scored 2 points and Morris scored 4 points. So.
Yeah, I mean, he returned, yeah.
Right, and now he has a game in Game Week 29, Haaland blanks. So, like I said, it's 3 games against 1. So, I think...
You saw the future.
Yeah. No, it was just common sense. 3 games against 1, no matter how good Haaland... And Haaland was playing Liverpool, so... I mean, what did you expect? But they said we were mad anyways for doing that, but... Look who's smiling. Well, we're not exactly smiling because Morris was a disappointment, so, but he has 1 game to redeem himself.
Yeah, he has 1 more game to redeem. He's good. But yeah, it was a very painful game week. Like you said, Solanke's penalty miss, the Bournemouth clean sheet wipeout, the Luton clean sheet wipeout, those of you that decided to bring in Tekes and Kabore. There actually is double case that went for yellow card.
Crazy.
Yeah, there was just a lot of chaos. I think that game, first off, was a spectacle. It was really nice. And the amount of stuff that went down, especially concerning the FPL, was wow. Solanke missing a goal.
Not just a goal, a penalty.
It hit home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A penalty, yeah.
Yeah.
It really hit
home. So you can imagine people who triple-captained him. Like, after that first game where he missed the PK and blanked. I think it was on like a -2. Or was it a -3? So imagine if you had triple captained him and let's say he didn't score in the second game. It would have been a disaster.
Well,
but luckily.
I think triple captaining him may have been. I'm trying to remember. I think I triple captained in the last double game week.
Yeah,
I think
everybody, I followed most, Haaland. Yeah, most people did Haaland. Yeah. I did as well. So I think Haaland got 10 points.
Did Haaland?
Yeah, he got 10
exactly.
points.
So Solanke would have done better now.
But he didn't. I think he got 8 points.
No, I was. So in my head, I was looking at his captain. He was my captain, so I was looking at his captain.
Oh, no.
Because in my head, I was like, there's no way I was captaining Solanke.
Yeah, 8 points. But if you had tripled captain him, I mean, I think Haaland won the fight.
Yeah, he won.
Those who still have their triple captainships, I'm sure they're probably reserving it for Salah against Sheffield or something like that. So, yeah.
It will shock them.
Let's see how it goes. Well, let's jump into Gaming 29.
Yeah. So what's your strategy for the game week?
I mean, like we can see, it's just 4 games in this game week. What's my strategy? I know almost the whole community is pre-hitting. But I have looked at my team and I currently have 7 players for the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel right. I feel I think I can risk it and save my free hit chip. So as per strategy, I'm not going to be free hitting this game week 29. I'll keep it till maybe game week 34 when there's a bigger double. With I feel that double has more upside, because if you look at the fixtures this game week, it doesn't look enticing. It's just, I mean, aside Spurs and maybe Villa or West Ham, they're shit teams. Like, I really don't see the upside in going big on this guy. So I think I'd rather
go with your seven.
Yeah, chill with the chip than keep it for another game week. I mean, there are just like 5 core players you need this game week. The Son, Madison, Bowen, Tony, Watkins. Then again, Watkins, there's a Conference League game going on. He just got subbed in the 33rd minute and he was kind of rolling in pain. So that's one to watch. So if Watkins is injured,
He'll be healed in Jesus' name.
If Watkins is injured, it just makes it like, why am I even free hitting anymore? Because like, who are the other options? But yeah, I think I'm going to save the chip. How about you? Are you free hitting?
Yeah, same here. I've got 5 players available. I've got 2 free transfers. So yeah, I'll probably just bring in Madison. And I haven't decided on my second player. I'm guessing maybe Poro, since he's back. But yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't decided, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm definitely keeping my free hits. I feel like this season, in a very weird way, I keep climbing up the table without doing as well as I felt I should have done, which is odd. So I'm just like, let me just be managing my chips till we get to the tail end of the season.
Okay.
Well, yeah, see, we kind of dabbled into Spurs and Villa options a bit. So, what do you think? Aside Watkins for Villa, would you be doing Douglas Luiz? Trying to remember Pau Torres.
Yeah, Pau Torres is still injured. No, he's back. There's Pau Torres, there's Douglas Luiz, there's Leon Bailey. I mean, Watkins is a favorite, but like I mentioned, he just hobbled off in the game.
And what do we say about Jesus and Watkins? He will be healed. So can we have faith? Can we have faith and move?
Okay, let us see Watkins. Let's say Watkins is fine. Ideally for Villa, I think Watkins is like the only option I want to go for. Bailey's cool too, but then it's an away game. I know West Ham haven't been all that, but I mean, they just scored 5 goals in their Conference League game as well. So they might be super pumped or high for this. So also, I know Villa, anytime Villa, if you check in the league this season, anytime Villa gets or loses a game, the next game week, they always like play very well. They score like 2 or more goals. So there's a tendency for this to be also very high scoring. But ideally, if I was to rank my assets from Villa, I would go Watkins, Leon Bailey, and Douglas Luiz. I'm worried about the Villa team also because Magien is suspended for this game. He got a red card in the previous game week. And I think Kamara is also injured for the rest of the season. So Douglas Luiz might be, he might be playing a deeper, I mean, he's a DM anyways, and he, yeah, but he might be playing a deeper role. So might just be hoping for penalties or set pieces. And that's not a big enough reason for me to get him in. Douglas Luiz has been fantastic this season, don't get me wrong, but I feel like he's a season keeper. So if you're in a free hit, for instance, getting him for just one game week, I mean, you're just hoping for a penalty. And what are the odds that what are the odds that Villa gets a penalty, right? So if I was to get Douglas Luiz, I'm probably getting him for the season long haul, right? But not just for one game week. So I don't see myself going big on Villa except Watkins. Yeah.
All right. How about for
For Spurs though, that's an interesting one because I know a lot of people are they think it's Son, Maddison and Pedro Porro. But the way I'm looking at this game week, I don't see it as a high ceiling game week. I feel like there won't be any clean sheets this game week. So I would rather just pick the best assets from attack, right, than defense. Don't get me wrong, Pedro Porro has huge upside, but if I was to go with Spurs assets, I'll probably go Son, Maddison, and Brennan Johnson. Brennan Johnson is
Brennan Johnson, interesting.
he's been like
Very
pretty
interesting.
decent this I think in the last 4 game weeks. I know he's sharing the spot with Werner, so he's like a minutes risk, but every time he's come on, he's either scored or assisted. Like he's on hot form. That's all I can say. So, and I feel like he's done enough to start again. And if he starts, I think he can guarantee some points. So I'd rather go in attack than defense. So I'm
Anywhere
more,
else?
yeah, more for Brennan Johnson than Pedro Porro. Let's go to West Ham. I mean, it's Bowen.
It's
it's
Bowen and
Bowen,
Kudus scored the goal today, so.
but that's just because he's got a brace today. Where has he been all these game weeks?
Hello,
He's been missing.
Bowen had his moments of his sabbatical period as well, please.
Okay.
What's all this English sax? Are you Southgate? What's all this English
So
sax now? Are you Sky Sports?
just because Kudus got a brace and scored the golazo, we'll put Kudus in the mix.
Exactly. You
No.
do Bowen. I'll do my
You do
Ghanaian brother.
Kudus,
Then
no
we'll
worries.
see. I'll do my Ghanaian
Let's see
brother.
how he
Then we'll
goes.
see how it goes.
I also
Yeah. How
like
about Fulham?
Paqueta. Wait, for West Ham, I also like Paqueta, but I think he hobbled off as well, so that's one to watch. I think he
So
didn't
you
play
like
with the game.
Paqueta because you like him or he
No,
has
because
been
he's been
returning?
he's
Because
since he returned from injury, he's been returning. Yeah.
just feel like he's auditioning for
Since he
Man
returned
City
from
because like I
injury,
don't feel like there's been a
nah.
loss.
Well, if there's anyone
Like
that's
I
gonna
don't
do
think he has
anything in
done
West Ham,
enough.
yeah, I feel like it's no, he hasn't. But then we are talking about free hits, so you're not keeping them for it's just one game week, right? So you just get them for this game week and that's it. So I mean, if you're not going to have
Okay.
fun with the free hit chip, then why are you playing it?
So if you're going
Right?
to have fun with the free chip, we have there are other options. There's
Yeah.
Fulham, there's Brentford. Like we're not going to throw in all the chips on Paqueta. So
Sure,
that's
sure.
I'm being a Paqueta. I'm being a Paqueta hater on this matter. For no reason, absolutely. But yeah. But yeah, with Fulham, I feel like
Oh my God.
Fulham has two decent choices.
Yeah.
Iwobi seems to be doing well ever
Yep.
since you people changed him at the Nations Cup. Striker, I think he's Munoz. Is it Munoz or Muniz or something? The
Moniz, yeah,
striker
Moniz,
seems to
yeah.
be doing all right. Yeah,
Moniz, yeah,
Muniz
Moniz,
seems
Moniz,
to be doing
Moniz.
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So aside those two, anyone else you would be considering for Fulham?
No, it's just maybe a Willian, but I don't know. I prefer Iwobi. So Iwobi and Moniz. I'm
Yeah.
very like big on Moniz because The guy is, he's been doing really well. His stats crazy. Yeah. Like he's returned in 4-6. He only blanked in the last six games. He's only blanked twice. And he's mighty cheap. Like he's just 4.5 million. So remember for gimmick 30, everyone will try to get Salah back. And you definitely need those funds. I mean, if you have Haaland and you want to get Salah, I think Muniz can be like your cheap third striker option where you can enable you get Salah. So I really like Muniz.
He's a very value for the buck. There's also Brentford though, and Brentford has only one person that I'm considering, and we all know.
Really?
Although he's been acting.
Exactly. Ivan Toney. I'm still undecided about Ivan Toney. I mean, only two returns in his last seven. He's kind of
but
playing like
the, they're playing though.
That's the caveat there. The teams he's been playing have been Arsenal, Chelsea, Man City. So we could see maybe they are tougher teams. That's why he's been dropping deep and allowing Wissa to all the scoring. So now that it's Burnley, I feel like maybe he'll be allowed to express himself more in the box. So, that's the only caveat. But based on form, I feel like Johan Wissa is a good shout as well because he's been scoring.
Oh, right. I missed that.
He's been
popping goals.
True. And I hear Thomas Frank also mentioned that Reguilón is fit. So for your defense, you could also go with Reguilón. I mean, I don't expect
Brentford they will concede. I'm so sure.
But you have defenders at least, so let's just go with Reguilón for the sake of having someone. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of defenders, you want to go for defenders in Luton?
Everybody owns Doughty. That's it. I think it's Doughty. Doughty or nothing. Outy Doughty.
So we are sticking with him because there's no point subbing him anyway.
Why are you subbing him?
I'm even saying because it's a very lean game week. We need him to fill up the numbers.
Exactly. This is why we got him. So might as well just. Yeah. I don't expect
no
him
one
to
else.
Be clean sheet. Nah, I don't expect them to keep a clean sheet. But maybe a Morris if you're. For me, like, I'm not free hitting, so I already have Morris, so I might as well just.
Okay.
Yeah. He's their captain, he's on pens, he plays 90 minutes, so yeah. And they're playing at home. Luton are really good at
home. All these things you just said now.
Yeah.
What did you return in the last double game?
Next question.
Exactly. Exactly, because I like the way you were forming Snap Man Dave there. You were just giving some. But at the end of the day, how much do you return? I beg.
He has one more game week to justify it. So he'll justify
game
week.
How about Forrest? Are you doing Ilanga? Are you doing Awoni? Who is even banging for
There's
Forrest?
Really no one in Forrest. Maybe Morgan Gibbs White or an Ilanga, but bottom barrel.
I saw that they dropped back into the relegation zone. I'm like, this club, like, what's going on?
If Luton had won that game against Bournemouth, I'm sure they and Everton, they need to be very careful. So it's just bottom barrel.
It's ridiculous.
I really don't like the looks of it.
I mean,
if you're on a free hit then and you're trying to go different, you could go maybe an Elanga.
Yeah.
Luton always struggle.
Why would you give this kind of advice? Why?
Wait. Is it free hit chip, right? On a normal day, you will never get any of these players, right? Why are you going to use your free hit chip?
We've spoken about midfielders and attackers in Spurs, Fulham, Aston Villa, Brentford, and you are still trying to sneak in a Forest asset. No, bro. No. Can we just stop that? Let's not mislead people. Let's not mislead so they don't see us on the streets and stone us with apples. Like, yeah, let's be fair.
Some people are still looking for me for Solanke. I told some people this triple cabinet.
So there you have it, folks. Don't listen to reward. Guy that told you guys to triple captain Solanke is telling people to bring in Forest assets. Bruh, the owner of Forest is not bringing in Forest assets for this game week. While you're at it, you might as well say Callum Hudson-Odoi now. Bring him on.
Nah,
yeah, Joker.
Nah.
Uh-huh. So jumping into differentials.
Yep.
I feel like everybody's team, if you're free hitting, is going to be a differential.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much. Yeah. If you're free hitting, how many? Maybe aside a Watkin, a Son.
A Madison.
Yeah. I think Madison might still be
you can't be free hitting and not have Madison. Like, fun fact about Madison, he's never blanked in Craven Cottage before. So, I mean,
start my rewards. I love it.
So just get Madison in. No, Madison is a nailed. So maybe those five.
So we are going to
Tony, people. Son, Madison, Flecken, Bowen, right? Everybody will have those. Yeah.
We are going to be looking out for Madison on this year's Start My Reward statement. And we will be trolling you hard on Twitter if anything goes left.
No way.
Just prepare yourself. So who are you thinking of?
For differentials.
Differentials already, yeah, but who would you suggest?
For me, I'll say it's Brennan Johnson because I've not seen him in lots of teams. People are going with Poro, but I'd rather go with Brennan Johnson. It's 5.8 million owned by just 1%. He's scored in the last four games. So why not?
So did Brennan. Are you saying he scored in all of the four games?
Four in six.
Four in six.
And besides, he's not started every of those six games. So I think he can pass.
Yeah, they are doing a switch rule with him and between him and
Movena. Yeah, but I think his place to lose now. So I think, don't quote me.
Guys, I feel like Reward had some hot Cheetos before this or something, because I don't understand you. So are you saying a differential which you consider is someone that is possibly going to be having limited minutes because of his romance with Timo Werner?
We know that Spurs are a team that play.
What do we know?
Spurs are a team that play up till the 95th minute. They're still playing. I mean, check when they scored their last goal, last game week. 95th minute, right? So Spurs, they go really hard. So even if he comes off the bench, I feel like he'll do something.
I like how you're giving us all these ESPN highlights. He scored in the last minute. Like, that's what makes a difference. All right. So
he's
how a
differential. He's 1% owned. I mean, it's Son. If you're not captaining Son, then I don't know what you're doing. He's playing as a striker. He's classed as a midfielder. His Spurs are the best team this game week, I think. He's projected to score the most if you're a data guy. So. Yeah, I think everyone should go with Son.
I like how you keep me the data guy side. All right.
Yeah, data guy, just go with Son. Yeah, Son is it's Son all day.
Okay.
I mean, there is a case for Watkins, but this injury has just nah. I can't risk it with this injury. Yeah, I'm not.
He's usually my guy, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to play out, especially playing at West Ham. Yeah. Going to be a tall order.
West Ham have been leaky of late, but I mean, who knows? Burnley scored twice at West Ham, so.
Your boy scored now. You are very ungrateful.
That's true. You didn't even mention him.
Yeah. Mention him as what? As what?
You can bring that trophy as well. Okay, it's part of my differentials, Datro Fofana.
You are not a good person. But again, yeah, I mean, you never know. It's one of them game weeks that he could actually pop. You never know how it goes, honestly. All right, so we have a new game this week.
Yep.
Yeah. You are the lucky first person to be.
So no, we're both going to pick. We can't pick the same thing. So,
I'm going first now.
Yeah, you can.
So I'll go first because the answer. So I'm going.
Go first.
Yeah. So, folks, yeah. So what we're doing is picking the player that scores the most points in this game week. My pick is going to be Bones.
So obvious. It's so obvious.
It's going to be human son.
I mean,
it's definitely going to be human son. So that's my pick.
Okay.
We want, I'm assuming you're going to pick that role for five.
Nah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the Johnson, well, the Brennan Johnson, I was, have been so adamant.
I've been hyping since, right? No, I think I'll go with Madison instead. Madison is he's a close second. So he's everything about Spurs goes through him. So, I mean, if Son decides to be shit on the day, you can trust Madison to chip in. So, yeah, I'll go with Madison.
All right. I feel like if Watkins is watching this, he's going to be like, you know what?
Right.
Hold my beer.
He should also hold his ankle from wherever he is first.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Let him hold his ankle first.
Coming from someone that is a fan of Chilwell, or is supposedly a club that has Chilwell. Yeah, I went there.
Harris James. You forgot it.
Harris James, exactly. You're taking someone that's been on form for the whole season.
Oh my god.
Available.
Yeah. Watkins has been brilliant this season. Like, no doubt. No doubt. He's having his best ever season. So I hope he's well though, because it would really suck, because I don't see myself taking any hits to replace him at this point.
I don't get you. Have we not brought Jesus into this match? We even threw in horse placenta.
Which of the Jesus is Gabriel Jesus, or which one?
I beg. Leave that pseudo striker. Like that guy, I feel like the tactic with that guy in Man City and now with Arsenal is, you know what, just deceive everybody that he's going to score. And everybody
If Kai Havertz is benching you, then there's a problem. Yes, you need to check yourself.
Look, I feel like he's going to be a kick ass five aside player. Or futsal player.
He's Brazilian. What do you expect? Yeah. Nah, the guy's not. Anyways, I think with that, we've come to the end of the show today. It was a short one, short and sweet. So thanks again, as usual, for joining me on this.
Always.
Listeners, thank you for listening. We have a YouTube channel, like I keep mentioning, so remember to like, subscribe, and share with your friends if you really enjoy this content. We're trying to grow the channel, so please help us. To come your way again next week, here's wishing you all green arrows. Cheers, guys.